Today is the 28th day of Kislev. It is the fourth day of Hanukkah. And the portion of Tanya for today is in Perek Gimel, chapter 3, where the Alter Rebbe has described the father and the mother, which is the Chochmah and the Bina, which give birth to the love of God and the fear of God. And now the Alter Rebbe will explain it in greater detail. We begin with Ki Haseichel Shebenefesh HaMaskelos. Ki Haseichel Shebenefesh HaMaskelos, because the intelligence of this intelligent soul. Ki Shemesbein Enu Maimik Me'ed B'Gdulas Hashem, when he contemplates and thinks deeply into God's greatness. There are other subjects. You can think about God's closeness. You can think about God's distance. Here he's thinking about God's greatness, which produces first and foremost a feeling of fear, and then that fear becomes also a love, as we'll explain. Eicho mimalek kol almim, when he thinks about how God fills the worlds, that God's greatness consists of the fact that God applies himself to every detail, and that every detail is alive and is moved and activated by God individually, and that there is nothing in the world that is excluded from God's providence and so on. This greatness of God is the first level of Gadlus Hashem, Gdulas Hashem, which produces a longing for God that is described, as the Rebbe will say soon, that is described in the Pasuk, Sama Nafshi, that the soul yearns for God's courtyards, for the place of godliness. The second level of God's greatness, a second consideration in God's greatness, is v'seiviv kol almin, that God surrounds the world, that he is higher than the world, he is above the details of the world, and he surrounds and gives life to the world from the outside, from a transcendent place. He transcends the world and from there gives it life. And that is God's greatness, that he is greater than the world. He is not the sum total of its parts, but that he is greater than it. Then the third level of greatness is v'kula kamei kelo choshev, that in fact the world is completely non-existent as a separate entity from God at all, so that it's neither filling the world nor transcending the world. The world isn't anything other than God. Each of these considerations produces a different longing. The second consideration of the encompassing godliness produces the tzama nafshi lelikim, the soul thirsts to elikim. And then the third level, the level when we contemplate how the world is non-existent and there's only God, then the soul experiences tzoma l'cho nafshi, l'cho, directly, God to God himself. So when a person thinks about all these great, the three levels of God's greatness, the first thing that happens is that he gives birth, he generates a feeling of fear of God's greatness in his mind and in his thoughts. It's not yet an emotion in the heart, but already he is moved. He's not indifferent. He is not cold to the information, to the knowledge. He is moved to a feeling of smallness, a feeling of fear in the presence of God's greatness. Lira v'liz beishesh, to be afraid and to be embarrassed, migdulosei yizbarich. He feels humble in the presence of God. She'ein losei v'tachlis. Because God's greatness is endless, and he is finite. Upachad Hashem belibe, and then there is a deeper fear of God in the heart, where it becomes an actual emotion. So it begins in the mind and then moves to the heart. Shuv yislahiv libe bi'ava azakirish be'esh, and then the heart will come aflame with a burning love, the chashek of the chafetza, with a desire and with a yearning. Uchuka v'nefesh ekeka, with a thirsting and a desiring heart, a yearning heart, l'gdulas ein seif baruch, to come closer to God's greatness. V'hi kleis ha'nefesh, And this is the experience of Kleis HaNefesh, the expiring of the soul, where the soul literally wants to leave the body and be reunited with God. These are the three responses to the three greatnesses that are contemplated concerning God. This thirst, love can come without thirsting. It can be a pleasant, enjoyable kind of love, a pleasurable love. But this love that he's describing is a love that yearns and thirsts. And that's because it comes from the element of fire within the godly soul. In the animal soul, we learned in the first Pedic that the animal soul's fire produces arrogance and anger. But in the godly soul, the fire produces the intensity of the love that brings a yearning and a thirsting to the love, a stormy love. As we find in the writings of the scientists and also in Kabbalah, that Yisod HaEish Hu B'Lev, that the element of fire is in the heart, and therefore the love which is in the heart, when it is coming from the element of fire, it will be stormy and yearning and thirsting and so on. U'mokir HaMayim V'Haleches M'HaMeach, while the source of the element of water is in the brain. In other words, intelligence is more like water, where emotions are more like fire. As he writes in the Eitz Chaim, that Chachma is called water. Intelligence, intellect is called water. So the Chachma and the Bina produce the emotions, give birth to the emotions, and the emotions are love and fear. How does the intellect produce the emotion? By visualizing, by grasping the subject of God's greatness to the point where God becomes so real, so vivid, that he can no longer remain indifferent and passive in the face of God's presence. He begins to move either towards God in his love of God, or he withdraws from God in his fear of God. And this movement, this not remaining indifferent, that's emotion. So the emotion is born when the intellect makes the subject real. Shar hamidis kulon. And then as for the rest of the emotions, there are seven emotions, and we've described only two. But the other emotions, the other emotions are branches and offshoots of the primary emotions, which are love and fear. As will be explained elsewhere. V'hadas, and what does das do? What is this third faculty of the mind, besides the chachma? Besides the bina, there is the das. Das umiloshen va'odom yoda eschava. Das means attachment, connection. Not structuring the idea and not discovering any new ideas, but becoming attached to the idea. In other words, relating to it, finding its relevance. As it says by Adam and Chava, that Adam yoda eschava, and they had children. So the union, the joining of Adam and Chava is described as das, v'huloshen hiskashrus v'hischabrus, because the word das implies attachment and joining. So that when a mind merges with the concept, when the mind absorbs the concept and they become inseparable, that's called das. Shemikasher daiti b'kesher amitz v'chazok me'ed, and this comes as a result of binding the mind very strongly, very firmly. The yiska machshavte bechezek, and his thought becomes implanted strongly in the idea, in the concept, to where the concept becomes his way of thinking. It's no longer a subject. It's no longer a quote. It is his own, his mind has taken on that form. That's how he now thinks. He's absorbed it. So he attaches his mind, his thoughts, very strongly, bigdulas ein sev baruch hu, Ve'enei Mesiach Daite. God's greatness becomes a permanent fixture in his thinking. It is something that he can't dismiss from his mind any further because it's been so thoroughly absorbed. Because in terms of giving birth to an emotion, even one who is a chacham and a novin, he has chachma concerning God's greatness. He has bina concerning God's greatness. But if he doesn't bind his mind, his thoughts, and implant his thought deeply and diligently in this, on the subject of God's greatness, he won't give birth to a true, lasting love and fear. Instead, he will produce fleeting emotions. Imaginary emotions. Emotions that are shallow and that don't last. So that das turns out to be the preservative that gives lasting power to the emotions that are born from it and gives life to the emotion that is born, so that they are true emotions and not fleeting emotions. And this das affects all the emotions, because included in das, in this attachment, is both chesed and gvura, an attraction to the subject and a withdrawal, a shrinking from the subject, which is chesed and gvura. And that, in practical terms, means ahava v'anteh, a love, the attraction, and the branches of love, the offshoots of love, the other emotions that derive from love, the yira, and a withdrawal, a shrinking, a fear of the subject, the anteha, and the offshoots and branches of fear. In the Hayyim Yom, for the 28th of Kislev, the fourth day of Hanukkah, the Rebbe writes that the hanohug eto hatzamach tzedek, it was customary by the tzamach tzedek, ki bi echod milele Hanukkah, that on one of the nights of Hanukkah, hayu esim ke'in fabringin in bnei habayis, they would make a kind of a fabringin with the family, a family gathering. V'hayu boyim gam kalesov, and the daughters-in-law would also attend, v'nikra latkesovant, and it was called a latke evening. V'chein hayu etzel rabbeinu hazokin v'admor hamtzoi. The same custom was also practiced by the Alter Rebbe and by the Mittler Rebbe. Among the stories that the Rebbeim would tell during this Hanukkah evening, there were those stories that every Hanukkah were repeated, were spoken of, even though they had been discussed and related the Hanukkah before. Amur, my father, Adeni Ovi Meiri Verabi, meaning the Rebbe Rashab, Hayanesim Dmei Chanukah Beleil Neir Harevi'i Ayachamishi. He would give Chanukah geld either on the fourth or fifth candle, or fourth or fifth day of Chanukah.